Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I thought I just wanted to jump straight on this mic and share truly this message that I just keep hearing this week on repeat. And I know that it's calling on a transition within me and probably a really big up level. And I really wanted this podcast to be this truthful, authentic, and unfiltered place, hence the Girl Unfiltered podcast. So I just wanted to share where I'm at and my thoughts and feelings on this voice that I'm hearing, on this energy that I am feeling this week. So I'm going to make this a quickie podcast episode because who doesn't love a quickie, and chat to you all about it. So the voice that I keep hearing is telling me, Helena, what got you to where you are today will not get you to where you are going. Oof. I feel that so deeply, as annoying as it is. It's stretching me. I feel like I'm about to be stretched and I'm leaning into that. So what do I mean by that? What got me to where I am today won't get me to where I am going. Now, that might feel like a kind of scary, wacky, crazy thing to say, because some of you might be thinking, but shouldn't you be grateful for what got you to where you are today? Shouldn't you hold on to whatever it is that got you to where you are right now? Because right now it's successful and it feels good and you're making money and all of the above. Yeah, my little Miss Critical is definitely saying those things to me. But it's not that I'm not grateful in any way for what got me to where I am today. I am incredibly grateful. But what I think this voice is telling me is that in order to expand into the next level, in order to create more expansiveness and space for abundance in my life and my business, then it will require a new way of operating. And that is the truth. That is truly the truth. If you look at any journey that you've been on, or any pivot that you've made, or just simply where you are today compared to where you were 5 years ago, you're a different version of yourself, right? You probably operate on a whole new level. And so let's talk about some of the ways in which, in order to call on your next level, and whether that's your next level of income, your next way of living, your next business decision, your next big income goal, or maybe it's just simply the big goals that you have for 2021. Let's look at some of the ways in which it will call on a new way of being for you. So number one is, of course, mindset and your belief system. And girl, I have worked on my mindset. I mean, come on, I'm a money mindset coach. And so I am so, so grateful for the shifts and the changes that I made a few years ago to get me to where I am today, sitting here in my home office, having had the best revenue to date this year, even during a global pandemic. But saying that, I know that 2021 is going to require a new level of belief system. And that's coming from a money mindset coach. Yes, my money mindset and my belief system can always still be up-leveled. And so I'm starting to feel that. I'm starting to lean into that. I'm starting to look at some expansive ways of being. And for me, it's changing some of the beliefs that I have on the kinds of investments that I want to make in my business. Thinking more expansively about where I want to invest my money and my time in my business, and the things that I'm going to need to create, and therefore the place, the mindset that I'm going to have to be in order to create those things. So for example, being totally transparent, when I think about it, you know, on this journey that I've been in to create the abundance and wealth and prosperity that I now have in my business, it was really fun as I was shifting into this new way of receiving financially. It was really, really fun to see the money really accumulate in my bank accounts and to hit those energetic standards and to really have more money than I've ever, ever had before floating around me. And I feel like the new expansive way of being that I'm being called on is about letting go of even more of that. So letting go of more money, meaning releasing a new level of money in order to actually create space for more money to come in. I hope I'm making sense, but I'm literally brainstorming with you on this podcast on some of the new belief systems that I know I'm going to have to create for myself. And I think it's really just, I feel this really deep energy that's causing me to want to even expand my money mindset on a whole new level. That's going to, I believe, catapult me into the seven-figure category. Oh my gosh, feel that. Feel that so deeply. And this is why your mindset should be front and center of the work that you are doing in your business. Because at every up level, it is going to require a new mindset. It is going to require new beliefs and new ways of thinking and new ways of feeling. And that work is never actually done. There should always be momentum moving you forward. And so if you think to, I guess, a year ago, what new beliefs did you have to create within yourself to get to where you are today? And today might be great and feel wonderful and you should be super proud of yourself. Absolutely. But now think, okay, so what are the next level of beliefs that are going to catapult me upwards throughout 2021 into my new way of operating? Another thing that you may have to let go of in order to let more in is the way that you're currently operating. And that can mean something unique and different to every single one of you. But how you operate on a daily basis may have to shift and change in order to let more in order to let more expansiveness into your life. Like, I'm really looking at my daily habits, the way I operate on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis, and thinking, what is serving me and what will no longer serve me when I step into this new realm of possibility for me? And I mean, it can be as simple as literally today, I was like, Helena, you have got to get a meal delivery service. That is causing you to stay stuck in some way because your brain is using up power thinking about what you're going to cook for lunch that day and have you fed yourself and have you nourished yourself and then having to clean up after yourself and all of the above. And it's like, nope, okay, my priority is obviously my health and my well-being, but I also want to have as much space and expansiveness in my day-to-day life so that I can focus on the things that I want to create and so that I have more creativity and brain power. Okay, so what is the answer to that? Okay, meal delivery service, new way of operating. Also, side note, in some ways that also steps me into the frequency of having a private chef. So no, I don't have a private chef yet, if that's something that I want to create in my future, but I am stepping into the frequency of having something that is in that realm of possibility. And it's funny because as I let go to let more in, I actually think that what I'm being called to do when I'm operating on a daily basis is to actually generally create more space in my day, more space in my life, so that I can have that time for creativity. And I know that that's going to actually require letting go of my business model. And this might mean actually letting go of the number of clients that I work with in order to create space to speak to more people in order to serve on such a broader scale. But if I'm just exchanging time all of the time, and then I'm not actually allowing that space and creativity in my life. So I feel like not only am I going to be operating on a different level, I actually think my business is going to be operating on a different level too. And that does not mean working harder. That doesn't mean exchanging more hours for money within my business. Not that I really ever do that because we should never be doing it in that way of exchanging hours for money. But what I actually am trying to say is what I think is that I'm going to be creating more hours in my day to create even more abundant flow. And there are so many other things that you may intuitively know that you need to let go of in order to let more in. It may be letting go of even the location that you're in. Maybe there's a new version of you out there in a new location, ready with open arms and expansiveness. Maybe it's moving from the city into nature. Like, I don't know about you, but I have been feeling that this year. It's like this city has served me on so many levels, but there's also this voice of me that's saying, you know, I think you're going to be moving soon. I think there's going to be a new location for you that's going to create a new frequency for you. And I'm just allowing that to emerge in the way that it's meant to and the way that it's meant to unfold. The new version of you may need or require new relationships. Look at the relationships that you have in your life. Are there certain relationships that you're going to need to shed or let go of or release so that you can create more expansiveness or more uplifting or supportive relationships that will allow you to step into your new frequency? And relationships don't just mean love relationships, like partner relationships. I mean, they may be friendships. They may be even be the relationships that you have with your mentors or your coaches, because the coach that got you to where you are today, if you have one, may not be the coach that you need to get you to your next level. And that awareness is so powerful, and that inner reflection is so, so key. It might also require new systems and new models. I mean, when I think back to a year ago, I knew that my business needed a new system. It needed a new way of operating. And that's why I hired a business strategist. And that system has absolutely served me in getting to where I am today. But I know that I'm probably going to be called on a new way of doing things and probably a new business model. In fact, I can almost feel myself seeing that in order for me to step into the seven-figure version of me, it's going to require a new business model, which will mean letting go of the very way in which I've made all the money I have to get to where I am today. Isn't that crazy? But I actually believe that when we give ourselves the space to expand, when we allow ourselves to release the dead weight or peel back the layers or simply unclench, release the tightness, release the tension, we allow so much more to flow into our lives. And that with every layer you shed, the more you leave space for abundance in completely newfound ways. So just here right now with me, close your eyes, breathe in, and let your body intuitively guide you by asking, what am I ready to release? What am I ready to let go of? And where am I ready to let more in? And if you truly, truly want to dive into those deeper layers and let your intuition speak up, take those three things I asked you, go put your phone away, put the dishes down, whatever it is that you're doing, turn off the background noise, and journal on those three things. Simply ask yourself those three things and let whatever needs to come out of you, whatever needs to come to the surface, be given a voice. And you'll know. You'll just know. Your body will give you the answers.
If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM, and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.